dole v dálce vidím město v mlze září kolikrát. Já jsem si to jen přál, že zase uvidím jednu z těch milých tváří a už víckrát nepůjdu dál. Já opustil jsem jí, když byla ještě mladá, a teď vracím se zpátky do údolí. Uteklo roků pár, ona má mě stále ráda, co pořád dělá, teď už to vím.
Swedish band. Strängi Pluck. It's as close as I can get. And as I said at the introduction of that set, I'm not going to try to tell you the name of the song or the name of the album. You'll have to look that up on the archive page for this show once it's posted up. In the middle there, though, was a Czechoslovakian band. And what's interesting about that record is that it's, from what I can gather, sort of a compilation of a bunch of different bands. And it's got a logo or an icon for Niagara Falls on the front of it. So very curious. Very curious to me indeed. Unless there is also a Niagara Falls in Czechoslovakia that I'm unawares, which could very well be the case. Geography was not my best subject. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast from the top of Simon Fraser University with 450 watts of community power. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year of alternative to the mainstream music, talk, information, and entertainment for you. I'm here for another 22 minutes, I would say. And then I pass the microphone to my colleague, Connor, who hosts Department Uno at 1 o'clock. Connor's show is pre-recorded today because he's gone on a little vacay. And so he's got a pre-recorded show for you at 1 o'clock. But it'll be the usual mix of new material that is featured in the station's playlist collection. Before I get on to more music, we're going to I'm going to tell you about a berry. And because we've, been playing some Northern European music on last week and today's show, I thought that we would look at a berry that is rare in Canada, although it does grow in Canada, in Newfoundland and Labrador, in the boreal forest there. But it is very much an Arctic berry. And it is, in English, known as the cloudberry. And in the north, it is the most sought after fruit. And in Norway and Finland, it is considered a national delicacy. And I would argue that it is true in Sweden as well. But in Norway and Finland, it is considered such a delicacy that they've restricted when and how much you can pick. The cloudberry only grows wild. It has yet to be figured out how to cultivate it so that you can, grow it for commercial purposes. And it only has one fruit per plant, and it takes 7 years for that plant to actually fruit. And so it's a very special little berry
which actually isn't a berry. Even though it's called a cloudberry, it is technically a fruit. The look of it is like a blackberry or a raspberry, except that they are sort of a brilliant orangey, pinky red color. And they start to ripen just about this time of year. And there's a very short window of time when they are actually available. And so if you blink, you kind of miss the opportunity to take advantage of what is referred to as the Arctic gold. One of the things that in the article that I had read as reference is that, you know, cloudberries are such gold, and their locations are kept secret from generation to generation, similar in the way that people treat truffles. And I know from my family in Sweden, you know, they live in the middle of the forest in a little village. And so every time I've been there, we've had cloudberries and we've picked cloudberries. But it's this very secret, local information, and it's not something that you share, you know. It's something where you're lucky if you get to be with a guide who knows the forest enough to take you to the place where the cloudberries grow. And so they have this sort of, you know, mystical, magical, unbelievable quality to them. They are super high in vitamin C and have been used since the Viking times for sure, but probably before that, as preserved berries that would protect folks from scurvy and all of those, you know, terrible things that happen when you don't get enough vitamin C and fruits. They're part of a plant family that includes apples, cherries, pears, blackberries, almonds, and ornamental roses, which sets them into the fruit category versus the berry category, which is why, even though they're called cloudberries, they're not a berry, they're a fruit. And, you know, there's all kinds of science around that I'm not going to bore you with per se. But needless to say, they are want of kind of crappy soil. They like a peat bog, and they like to grow in areas that are not particularly you know, where the soil is a little rough. Not that nutritious, not that loamy, and so you know, that could possibly be a reason for why they're so random, and you know, they really only grow in particular places. So what else can I tell you about the cloudberry? That's probably it. If you ever get the chance to have cloudberries, I highly recommend it. They're a little tangy. They don't have a sweetness to them, like in a sugary sort of way, but they are delicious, and they are a real treat. So, Arctic Gold cloudberries, only found in the wild, only found in the Arctic, and really coveted by people who are in the know about the cloudberry. You heard it here on Roots and Berries. The Wilson Banjo Company has this song that we're going to hear next called Holler. And even though hollers are specifically a Southern American lingo term, it might be, if they were located in the north, somewhere where you'd find a cloudberry. So here we go on Roots and Berries.
Down at the end of a two-rut road, there's a sound of a fiddle and an old banjo, ringing through the trees by pale moonlight. Mountain songs ring through the night. In the holler, they all tell a story one way or another of hard work, bad luck, long lost lovers, picking to play and lightens a load of widows and workers and weary souls. In the holler, I was born in those hills, in a little log cabin by a lantern's flame, a long light of moonshine in my veins. Mountains raise me up, and someday they'll lay me down. In a meadow in the shadow of a willow's wing, sound of a fiddle and a banjo. In the holler, I sing them out loud when I drink alone. I whisper low whenever you're gone. I take these tunes everywhere I go, no matter where I lay my head, I'm home. I was born.
High Hills Bluegrass Band from their album Rawhide and a track called Leaves on the River. Ripping it up there on Roots and Berries. We are coming to the end of the program, friends, and I want to thank you for listening. And with this last song that I have to leave you with, it's called Under the Big Sky Night. And I wanted to play it because tomorrow/Sunday, it's a new moon, which means that it is no moon in the sky and a big night sky, dark, and the best time to see stars as long as it's clear. And that here at SFU, there's a program called Starry Starry Nights, which is sponsored or supported by the science department, the physics department up here at SFU. And they open the observatory and the Vancouver Astronomical Department comes out with telescopes, and it's really a star party to be inclusive and accessible to everyone, regardless of your knowledge or equipment. And there's volunteers to, you know, point out interesting things that are happening in the sky. So if it's clear, that would be a great way to discover what's going on up here in the big night sky. So this is Denim Gould from the Mountain Tapes with Under the Big Sky Night.
Wish the golden hour would last forever. Dancing with strangers, kicking up dust. Not a care in the world, nothing really matters. Cowboys stealing hearts like a cowboy does. It's a small town feeling. It's a state of Mountain high, where everything feels so right.
Thank thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.